This is Trivia Friday. The number to call with your question or your answer to a question is 888-589-8840. Now, back to more Trivia Friday.
Hey, welcome back, everybody, to the radio program, Today's Issues. It's Trivia Friday. We do this every Friday, Trivia Friday. Thank you for listening. We also call this
Learning University.
Ed?
Sorry.
Supposed to be a trio.
Hey, guys, you know I get a chance to travel a lot. I'm supposed to be in Sylvester, Georgia this weekend with Brother Bert Harper. We were going to invade the area for a Friday night, Saturday, and then on Sunday he was going to be preaching in one church. I was going to be preaching in another. Pastor Bruce Gordon and other pastors, several churches getting together. So that's been postponed like everything else in the nation, and I look forward to whenever that resumes. Yeah, well, Sylvester, Georgia, they decided to postpone it a month or so ago.
Gotcha.
Out of just caution, like so many people were doing.
They didn't know at the time. And Georgia's pretty much open.
Wide open now. Yeah, that's exciting. 19 states are starting to open, and I say open safely and open soon.
I just say open safe, open soon.
Yeah. Hey, if anybody can pull up Tucker.
I'm kidding. Do not send me emails. Hey, I don't care whether people live or die.
Hey, look, if you'll watch Tucker from last night, Fox, yeah. Alarming, provocative, a lot, you know, with how Sweden never really did lockdown, and they're doing great. And so, you know, same, we hope we didn't overreact here.
Yeah. I like Tucker Carlson. I like watching
Watch his show from last night, and he talks about the two doctors that you guys have talked about through the week. Their site was pulled down, and they just suggested.
I don't know that Sweden's doing great, but they're doing better. They're doing no better or no worse.
Exactly.
Than all the other countries that have shut their economies down. I think that's the point.
Well, the WHO said, yeah, reckless, irresponsible, everybody in Sweden's going to drop dead. Of course, I'm paraphrasing, and they did. Just like everybody else. And so now the WHO, the World Health Organization, saying Sweden should be our model. So, you know, after all this wrecking the economy and everything. So, yeah, it's pretty strange, these uncertain times we're in.
And I think Swedish models do pretty well over here.
Here we go.
I'm sorry. I misunderstood.
And I don't think the WHO's going on any world tour anytime soon. Huh? Those guys are probably 80 by now. Anyway,
yeah, bread maybe, or the
bread,
or maybe bread. The Three Dog Night
bread.
But I don't. The WHO, yeah, they're done with.
All right, back to the phones.
All right, we go to Ohio, and Cheryl is on the line. Cheryl, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Thank you, and welcome to you.
Well, thank you.
This is the first time for me to call you.
Wonderful. Thank you for inviting us into your home. So I said that's a warm welcome from Ohio.
I do that every Friday.
All right. Well, do you want to ask, answer, or do both, Cheryl?
I would like to do both.
All right. Which question would you like to answer?
The one about the monkeys.
Okay. Cheryl?
Let me just say.
What question is that, Tim, of yours?
I got that. That was good. I just want to say, before Cheryl answers, I think this is one riddle that I actually knew the answer to. I'm going to find out when Cheryl answers.
Okay.
Go ahead, Cheryl.
Okay, Ed. Well,
what's the riddle?
The riddle is as follows. There are two monkeys on a tree, and one jumps off. Why does the other monkey jump off also? Cheryl, the answer is?
Monkey see, monkey do.
Yes, there you go. Ed, you got it right.
I got a riddle.
Cheryl, way to go.
Wonderful.
Monkey see, monkey do is the correct answer to that riddle. Now, how had you heard that before, or did you just thought about it?
It just came to my mind, and it might have something to do with having been a kindergarten teacher for over 20 years.
There you go.
Well, then you know this one, don't you? Mama called the doctor. And the doctor said,
no more. Little monkey shouldn't jump on the bed.
There you go.
Oh, no, wait. I've never heard that.
You've got to be kidding.
No, I've never heard that.
The monkey's jumping on the bed. One fell off and He bumped his head. The mama called the doctor, and the doctor said, no more monkeys jumping on the bed.
I have never heard that. I'm serious. I've never heard that.
Yeah, Walter Cronkite used to close with that. You didn't hear that?
No,
I didn't. Ed, you got the monkey thing, and I guess I overthunk it because I was taking a couple of Darwin quotes, and then I added in some Algebra 2, and I was just getting farther and farther away from the answer.
So you know, well, I don't know why. I've never
heard that.
All right, Cheryl, great answer, and we will –
what's your question
we'll
for us?
Your question now.
Okay. This is a Bible question. What are the five women the Bible lists in the lineage of Jesus?
The five women the Bible lists in the lineage of Jesus.
All right, you got Rahab, guys. Right, that's one.
Cheryl, don't say anything.
Don't say anything.
We're talking among ourselves. You got Mary. You have Rahab. You have Solomon's mom. Bathsheba. There's three.
There's Marianne.
Marianne, Ginger. Oh, you're getting a different. Yeah.
Wrong.
Okay.
Mary.
What about Naomi or Ruth? Which one would have?
Ruth, isn't it?
Is it Ruth?
Yes. Ruth.
And then what
Bathsheba,
about
Eve. Eve, no. Ruth, Bathsheba, Mary. What is it?
Eve is not listed.
Really? Okay.
All right. What is it? What's the answer?
Tamar was the one you didn't have. Tamar, Rahab, Ruth, Bathsheba, and Mary.
Okay.
So four of the five, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'd say you did pretty well. I'd give you a B+ for that.
Oh, we'll take a B+.
How long did you teach kindergarten, Cheryl?
Over 20 years.
20 years.
I taught 1 year of fourth grade and 1 year of second grade, and then I substituted. And that was all in a Christian school, in Toledo Christian.
Wonderful.
I bet you've got 1,000 kid stories you could tell.
I do, and I live in Columbus now, so I can't see those kids. It was a K-12 school, so I still Facebook with many of my former students.
Oh, wow.
You could probably write a hilarious book,
That's
too.
What I'm saying. You do with small children. That long?
You remember Art Linkletter, the kids say the darndest things?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that was a huge hit.
Listen, we have such a heart for educators. Seriously, thank you for what you did. I believe that it's not just a career or a job you take. I really believe it's a calling. So thank you for the influence and how you inspired all those children. And who knows how many seeds were planted. God bless you.
Yeah, amen.
Thanks, Cheryl.
Thank you. It was a privilege. Thank you very much.
Have a great weekend, Cheryl.
How about these teachers that are sending out lessons, video lessons every day?
Yeah.
All over the country. I mean, that's just...
Our children that go to Christian school, they're still getting the teachers doing it on video. They're still getting graded. Nothing has changed. They're still doing their work.
Did you see that? We dealt with this a couple of weeks ago. I think Steve Jordahl brought this story in on today's issues of a teacher, I don't remember what state it was, but one of his high school students was having trouble with one of her online lessons. He actually went to her house, and outside the front door, he had a white board with the markers and taught her right there in front of her house.
I saw that.
Yeah.
Very, very inspiring.
Yep.
Then you got stories like this. Right before school closed, the boy was assigned a paper on childbirth. He asked his parents, "How was I born?" And his mom said, "Well, the stork brought you to us." So he said, "Well, how did you and Daddy get born?" "Well, the stork brought us too," chimed in the dad. "Well, how about Grandma and Grandpa?" "Well, darling, the stork brought them as well." Several days later, the boy handed in his paper to the teacher, who read with confusion the opening sentence. "This report has been very difficult to write because there hasn't been a natural childbirth in my family for 3 generations."
Now, how in the world did you actually have a joke for that subject matter?
Come on, Ed. You know that Rolodex is going.
That's incredible.
All right, back to the phones.
We go back to Texas, and Orban is on the line. Orban, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Well, thank you, gentlemen.
You're welcome, Orban. You want to ask, answer, or do both?
I was going to answer the one about the moose because I've watched them swim down the Yukon River many a time and wondered about those whales getting those moose.
The Yukon River in Alaska?
Yes, sir, up on the Yukon.
Here's the deal, Orban. Whenever I lived there at the Yukon, I'd be on the bank. I used to go fishing, and I used moose for bait. The hardest part was getting them on the hook. I mean, big as they are and as much as they like to wriggle and wiggle, you get them on the hook and cast them out there in the river, you're almost sure to get a killer whale.
You got to buy the right test line, though. You can't go with
a spool of cable.
Yeah, you can't go with like your 20-pound test line. You need your, you know what I'm saying? Yeah.
I do. I'm a big fisherman. Yeah. You guys know. Hunting, fishing, it's in my blood.
Hey, Orban, ask, answer, or do both, buddy.
Well, I guess it's down to either true, false, or I'll ask you one.
All right, which true, false?
You name it, and I'll try to answer it.
You have one left?
I don't.
I've got one left. Switzerland and the Vatican City are the only two countries in the world with square flags. Is that true or false?
Is that true or false? I don't know. I'm going to go with true.
It's 100% true.
Oh, good job, Orban.
Yeah, way to go, Orban.
Most flags are rectangle.
Rectangle. Yeah, only two flags in the world that are square.
What'd you say?
I learned in University Sherrill today.
Wonderful.
Hey, Orban, how long did you live in Alaska?
Almost 20 years.
So you saw the Yukon River, you saw moose. Did you ever see a moose taken down by
No, I never did see
an orca.
No, I was in the interior.
Okay. Oh, okay. I got you. Where
but
you wouldn't
I could tell you a real. I could tell you a real interesting story about a moose joining our. We had a Bible float camp trip on the Koyukuk River, and a moose followed our Zodiac rafts down that river for quite a ways.
They're actually very aggressive.
Yeah.
The moose is swimming behind your group.
He comes out to the middle of the raft. We've got about six or eight of them. He comes out, and he joins our procession and goes a long ways following, going with our procession on the Zodiac rafts.
Wow.
I hope you guys got some pictures.
Yeah, because we got some pictures of it. And I wrote it. That's going to be one of my stories in my book I'm writing about Alaska.
There you go. You got an interesting life. Alaska, wow. Texas, auctioneer, harmonica player. Man, you got it all going on.
Hmm. The Lord's been so good to me.
Okay, so, Orban, do you have a question for us?
Yeah, I got one. It's going to be a beekeeping. I'm a beekeeper. How fast can honeybees fly? And I'm going to give you three choices, 5, 10, or 15.
I'm going to say 15.
What?
Miles 15 miles an hour? An hour. Last week I had one where a horsefly can go 90 miles an hour.
Yeah.
One species.
That was true. That horsefly could fly 90 miles an hour.
Yeah. There's a special group of law enforcement that have teeny tiny radar guns, and they got them kind of in a blind, pushed back in the bushes, and they clock them when they come through there.
Yeah.
Right. You just, like I said last week, you just don't want to be yawning at the wrong time.
Okay. Hey, I'm going to say 15 answer? Miles an hour. That's what I say.
Yeah, I'm going to go with JJ on that, 15.
Okay, you're going to be 100% correct, 15 miles an hour.
15 miles an hour, man, for the honeybee.
And that dude gets you with your stinger after he's already gotten the, you know, he's already done the 40-yard dash, and he's picked up a head of steam, and he's coming 15 miles an hour. Wham! Gets that stinger in you. That's summertime right there. That's what summertime feels like.
Nothing will knock you down like a hornet, though.
Yes, sir.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Those red hornets will chase you down.
I don't know. A yellow jacket can do some damage.
And they're aggressive, too.
Is yellow jacket and a wasp same thing?
No, they're different, but yellow jackets are, you try to swat them away, they'll just sting.
No, it's a wasp. Well, I don't think I've ever been bit by a yellow jacket, but a wasp I have been, and those things make you cry.
Like a red wasp.
Right, yeah. Red wasp, they'll, I mean, just, they'll slam into your forehead.
They'll put you in the, they'll put you in the floor,
yeah,
you
know, right.
For 30 minutes anyway.
In a fetal position.
You guys, hold on, I'm going to go get me some baking soda and just put on this wound here. Y'all got me hurting all over.
What was it?
Orban, have a good weekend,
thank you,
buddy.
Orban. Orban.
Wow, what? you talk about, now he's been on the show many times. That's how you knew all that other stuff about him, JJ. But he said he's a beekeeper.
A beekeeper.
On top of that,
yeah.
That is, I remember some of the stuff he said in the past, and was reminded when you were mentioning it, harmonica player and so forth. He has probably the most unique life I've ever heard.
Oh, he was out on the range, out on horseback, and called in one time. You know, what do you got going on? Oh, I'm out here checking on the cattle.
Yeah.
Hey, Orban, JJ Jasper at AFR.net or JJ Jasper Official on Facebook. I want to find out more about you, buddy. And I'll buy your first book when it comes out, if you're still listening to Trivia Friday.
What was it that, speaking of baking soda, you know, we baby boomers, what was it? There was a couple of things that our parents used for everything.
Mercuricome. They left that little red stain.
If you had your leg fall off, they'd tell you to, you know, they'd tell you put some of this
iodine.
On.
Now, is Mercuricome and iodine the same thing?
Maybe, yeah.
Because that would leave red on
put a little iodine. And then now, before our time, they made you drink a little castor oil, our parents and grandparents, and they did that if you had a sore toe or if your eyebrow was hurting. Now, you just drink you some castor oil, you'll be fine.
My parents told me cod liver oil, this might be something to do with New England growing up. They said they used to get cod liver oil for everything, and they said it was the worst tasting stuff.
It might be the same stuff.
Might be the same kind of thing.
Now, what are you thinking?
Brent, what are you jumping in here?
My grandmother, it didn't matter what you had, methylate.
Methylate. That's it. That's one of those same iodine.
Oh.
And it would sting. It must be the same thing as iodine.
I know what we used on all our kids for anything, short of an emergency room visit, was Neosporin.
Neosporin?
Oh, yeah. That works today.
Even if they got a fever.
Yeah.
We put Neosporin on their forehead.
And Neosporin's good. You know, it on their forehead.
Huh? Well, you know, they didn't know. You know, they didn't know.
Well, what's that stuff that if you get stung by something that they use real often these days? If you're allergic, if you're allergies.
I have heard people say if you get stung, you put chewing tobacco.
Yeah, that'll work. But I mean, what's the allergy? Yeah,
everybody has that handy.
Oh, you're talking about Benadryl?
Benadryl. Yeah, Benadryl is great for date nights if you got young children.
What?
What's
you know, you always, everybody needs to carry around chewing tobacco. You know, you never know when you're going to be
come up on the scene
by a fire ant or a
come up on the scene of a wasp sting.
And you're going to need that.
Hey, wait, let me go back to the car. I got some chewing tobacco,
like an epidural.
Hey, I think this is the place where we say,
I think we need to go back.
Three
to
of us are medical doctors.
Yeah,
please don't take any of these remedies or this medical advice.
Let's repeat our questions for the last time on the show today, and then squeeze in some more calls.
All right. I only have two remaining. What continent has the highest education level in the world? And second question, what is the state capital of Florida?
How many wings does a butterfly have? How many wings does a butterfly have? The only other question I have, what island was the scene of a nuclear accident in 1979? A little hint, not like an island out in the Caribbean. What island was the scene of a nuclear accident in 1979?
My last riddle remaining is, why did Snap, Crackle, and Pop get really scared? Why did Snap, Crackle, and Pop, you know those guys, why did they get really scared?
I saw a chiropractor coming.
Had something to do with almond milk.
Are y'all going to answer my questions?
No.
Or are we going to leave these for our callers? I worked very hard on these.
Because we are perfectly capable of accidentally getting the answer correct.
Yes, we are.
Yes.
So good at riddles. Back to the phones.
All right, let's go back to Texas. Texas has been on the ball today.
Yeah.
Mikey is on the line. Mikey, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hey, guys. How y'all been doing?
Yeah.
Pretty good, Mikey. How about you?
I'm trying to call this thing 50 times for the past
almost a year now. So I'm finally glad to be able to get the call for the first time.
Well, that may be part of your problem. We only do this show on Fridays, so if you're trying to
that's
call
what he was looking for a smart aleck.
Finally gets through, and he has to talk to a smart aleck.
Sorry, Mikey. No offense. Sorry. Hey, you.
It's all right.
Which question do you want to try to answer?
I'm going to try to do both, and I want to answer the butterfly wings.
Here's the question, Mikey. How many wings does a butterfly have?
My vote is 4.
Yes, 4 wings.
Okay.
Right. Nicely done.
I can't get that song out of my head that you guys, this whole show, how many wings does a butterfly have? The whole day I'm going to have that song in my head.
Butterflies always on my mind.
At least it's not Butterfly Kisses. Remember that song, Butterfly Kisses?
Bob Carlyle.
Back in the 90s, man, that thing was, that was everywhere.
On all different genres of music. Hey, Mikey, way to go. What's your question for us?
It's a riddle.
Get ready, Tim.
In midnight's darkness. You all ready?
Yes, go ahead.
In midnight's darkness, the full moon's gaze sets my despairing soul ablaze. What flame was ignited within?
Yes, sir, that's a werewolf question. You had me at midnight gaze with the full moon and howling at the moon and turning from the Mr. Jekyll to Mr. Hyde. It happens pretty often for them werewolves.
All right, say it. You better say it again. Say it a little more slowly.
More slowly? Is that correct?
In midnight darkness, the full moon's gaze sets my despairing soul ablaze. What flame was ignited within me?
That's when the creditors start calling you right there. I think that's the feeling we all get, isn't it?
What flame was ignited within me?
Flame was ignited?
Yeah.
I don't know. We don't know. We don't know. We could be here all day. We don't know.
I could be here for the next year.
We could be here to the midnight gaze. What is it?
What is the opposite of despair?
Hope.
Hope.
Yes, that's the answer.
Really? Hope was the flame?
Flame. Yeah.
Midnight's darkness, dead of night, and despairing soul. Having no hope, the full moon's gaze brightens the area, and it gives me hope. It turns my soul from despairing to looking up to see light in the darkness.
Thank you, Mr. Longfellow.
That's from the Great Gatsby. What?
As a Mississippi State football fan, that's the way I feel in late August.
Hey, Mikey, good words. Where's that prose from?
There is hope.
Oh, I made that up, but I do have a little
That's good.
Account on theprose.com. There's actually a site that my friend introduced me to. They got all sorts of challenges, prose, poetry, whatever you got, it's all up there.
Well, that was real good.
Wow, that was excellent.
What you shared, that sounded like Longfellow or one of the greats. So good job. Keep it up.
All right, guys. Thank you,
Mikey.
Thank you, bro. We got to get the answers to our riddles and questions here.
Okay. What continent has the highest education level in the world? Antarctica. Antarctica does, with all those scientists down there. What is the state capital of Florida?
Is it Tallahassee?
Tallahassee.
What island was the scene of a nuclear accident in 1979?
Mile Island?
3 Mile Island.
Is that it?
Yes.
No, I got a riddle. Why did Snap, Crackle, and Pop get really scared?
I have no idea.
They heard that there was a serial killer on the loose.
Oh, man.
Dark humor to end the show.
Oh, serial killer. I like it. I wouldn't have guessed it,
it's a little corny.
Ah, ha, ha.
Oh, man.
The hits just keep on coming.
I got some more, but we're out of time. Okay, you can send us an email at comments@afr.net. Keep listening to American Family Radio. Thank you. Have a wonderful weekend, and we shall see you back here on Monday. Take care.
If you struggle,